I'm Chris Yellis at the state capitol in Olympia with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Broad. You've been focused on crime this session. What are your thoughts on the most recent Seattle shooting?
This is a different part of the state, of course, but in Seattle they had the shooting incident. You know, what we know now is that this was two different groups, both violating the law. It was gun violence by criminals. That's exactly what it was. There's nothing we can do in terms of making more laws. We don't need more laws to stop criminal behavior. We need to enforce the laws we have. And I think broadly that's where we're falling a little short as a state. And of course it's different in different parts of the state, but we talk a lot about the homeless issue, and there's a lot of things we need to do to fix that, you know, whether it's mental health or access to housing or services. But it has to go hand in hand with enforcement of the law, enforcement of public safety standards. If we don't not do that, we have no structure within which to deliver services to these folks and to get them, you know, off the street. And the same applies to this shooting. We're not going to fix this problem by making more laws if we are not willing to enforce and uphold the laws that are already on the books.
You believe crime fighting can be done compassionately.
I think people get this idea that law enforcement, whether it's the sheriff or the police or even just public safety officials, you know, that somehow they are heartless, and it couldn't be further from the truth. If you ever interacted on a personal level with, you know, a deputy sheriff or a police officer, these men and women are professionals. They do their job extraordinarily well. They uphold the law, but they do it in a professional, civil, a very courteous manner. There's nothing wrong with upholding the law. We should absolutely be doing that, and they are absolutely well-equipped and well-trained to do it in a professional, compassionate way that gives us a structure within which to operate society in a healthy, safe, productive way.
You actually have a bill that helps pass criminals who've paid their debt to society.
So one bill I actually introduced last year. It may be a little bit out of the things I've normally focused on, but it allows for certificates of parental improvement. And what this means is if you're a parent and you have had a founded finding, you know, of neglect, as an example, at some point in your past, right now you are prohibited under law from volunteering in certain circumstances, all right? And that may be entirely appropriate in some circumstances, but in some cases, you may have done something, you know, wrong in your past. Maybe it's 10, 15, 20 years ago. It was a mistake. You recognized it. You changed your behavior, and you're on a completely different path now. And that's you've rehabilitated. And if you've done that, and it's clear, and this bill allows for some vetting, but if it's clear, then I think we allow folks the opportunity to volunteer and serve in a way they choose. And we want to make sure the vulnerable folks in our state are well cared for and looked after. So there's got to be rules, but it makes sense to me that there ought to be a second chance for folks, and this allows it in certain circumstances.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator John Broad.